Bum on Fifth. I'm coming back from Central Park, where near the children's zoo, close to the spot I murdered the McCaffrey boy, I fed portions of Ursula's brain to passing dogs. Walking down Fifth Avenue around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, everyone on the street looks sad. The air is full of decay. Bodies lie on the cold pavement, miles of it. Some are moving, most are not. History is sinking, and only a very few seem dimly aware that things are getting bad. Airplanes fly low across the city, crossing in front of the sun. Winds shoot up Fifth, then funnel down 57th Street. Flocks of pigeons rise in slow motion and burst up against the sky. The smell of burning chestnuts mixes with carbon monoxide fumes. I notice the skyline has changed only recently. I look up admiringly at Trump Tower, tall, proudly gleaming in the late afternoon sunlight. In front of it, two smart-ass nigger teenagers are ripping off tourists at three-card Monty, and I have to fight the impulse to blow them away. A bum I blinded one spring sits cross-legged on a ratty blanket near the corner of 55th Street. Moving closer, I see the beggar's scarred face and then the sign he's holding beneath it, which reads, "Vietnam Vet Blinded in Vietnam. Please help me. We are hungry and homeless." We? Then I notice the dog, who is already eyeing me suspiciously, and as I approach, its master gets up, growling. When I'm standing over the bum, it finally barks, wagging its tail frantically. I kneel down, threateningly raise a hand at it. The dog backs off, its paws askew. I've pulled out my wallet, pretending to drop a dollar into his empty coffee can, but then realize, why bother pretending? No one's watching anyway, definitely not him. I retract the dollar, leaning in. He senses my presence and stops shaking the can. The sunglasses he wears don't even begin to cover the wounds I inflicted. His nose is so junked up, I can't imagine a person breathing through it. "You were never in Vietnam," I whisper in his ear. After a silence, during which he pisses in his pants, the dog whimpering, he croaks, "Please, don't hurt me." "Why would I waste my time?" I mutter, disgusted. I move away from the bum, noticing instead a little girl smoking a cigarette, begging for change outside Trump Tower. "Shoo," I say. She says, "Shoo," back. On the Patty Winters show this morning, a Cheerio sat in a very small chair and was interviewed for close to an hour. Later this afternoon, a woman wearing a silver fox and mink coat has her face slashed in front of the Stanhope by an enraged fur activist. But now, still staring at the sightless bum from across the street, I buy a Dove bar, a coconut one, in which I find part of a bone.